Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weather forecast for today, we should see mostly sunny skies with a high temperature of 41 degrees, winds from the west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. This evening and overnight, the temperature drops to a low of 31. Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high of 40. And in the news for today, the Center for Disease Control, CDC, has issued a statement on national response concerning COVID-19, calling for less restrictive mask requirements. The new guidance means most of the U.S. population is considered to be at low or medium risk for COVID, and the agency has given the green light to take masks off. Only people in communities considered high risk, or about 37% of the country, are recommended to keep using their masks indoors, according to the new guidelines. Under the latest ruling, the CDC will be shifting focus to the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations and hospital capacity in counties throughout the U.S. rather than the number and rate of new infections, officials said. That shift will mean that more than half the country, except people with underlying health conditions, can drop face mask mandates that have come to dominate public spaces for nearly 2 years due to the pandemic, CDC officials said. In Wisconsin, with COVID-19 case counts dropping and local mask mandates expiring, the Wisconsin Department of Administration says most state employees will no longer be required to wear a mask starting March 1st. The weekly testing program for state employees is also being suspended effective March 13th, according to an email sent to employees on Friday. The state's vaccination status reporting requirements will remain in place, that according to Channel 3000 Online News. The updated guidance from the state comes as case numbers have fallen to levels last seen during the summer of last year, before the Department of Administration reinstituted a mask mandate in early August. That mandate required a face covering inside state facilities or while employees were working indoors, the Channel 3000 report said. Starting March 1st, many employees will not have to wear masks inside state facilities. However, employees who work at the Department of Corrections, Health Services, and Veterans Affairs who work in congregate care facilities must continue to wear masks until April 1st. Wisconsin schools have had a patchwork of mask policies since Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate was overturned last March by the Supreme Court. Some have required them only for younger students, some for all students, and some have no mask mandates at all. The Viroqua Area School District has had a variable approach to masks, which has been based on community spread, according to the Vernon County Health Department data. There is a scheduled meeting of the VAS board on Tuesday where the masking issue may be discussed. We will be reporting on the outcome of that meeting on Wednesday's Nearly Noon News. Some additional information for this report came from NPR Online News and BuzzFeed Online. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.